And because I was chairman of the ground motion subcommittee for the Nevada Operations Office,
mm-hmm.
oh, from 63 or 64 on until I retired in 2000, it was an interesting endeavor. Interesting scientifically, but also interesting for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found that, in fact, while we did cause some minor architectural damage, the psychology of the population changed over time.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when we looked into whether or not we could even test the kinds of yields at Nevada that we had tested with roll leaf impunity before, concluded that we probably wouldn't be able to without being flooded with so many complaints, it would just be prohibitive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because the of the change psychology and the change in the demographic. You know, Las Vegas is not the town now that it was
mm-hmm.
in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have our disputes then. We had a very active program to put seismic indicators, ground motion measurements in all of the high-rise buildings
mm-hmm.
and in some of the medium-rise buildings that we felt were particularly susceptible. And we had a team of observers that would go out to these buildings ahead of time and then follow up after
mm-hmm.
the ground motion had occurred to assess them for damage. And we did find that there was a very minor amount of architectural damage. By that I mean, you know, maybe a plaster crack.
Okay.
Something that does not affect the safety or stability of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But as time has gone on now, since the end of the high-yield test program,
mm-hmm.
Many, many more buildings, much more in terms of high-rise buildings, but maybe not all that much more susceptible because
mm-hmm.
they have built to higher standards in their engineering
mm-hmm.
To stronger earthquake codes. So it might not in fact be any worse,
mm-hmm.
but the larger number of people mm-hmm. subjected to motions that they can feel
mm-hmm.
would just result in a much larger number of claims
mm-hmm.
that the DOE would probably not be willing to accept.